Shabbat Shalom. This parashah begins with, "If you walk in my statutes and observe my commandments and do them, ... meaning there's more. This verse is followed by 10 more verses telling us all the good things to expect to happen to us if we will only listen to and obey Adonai. They're followed by 32 more verses, all the way to the end of chapter 26, telling us what to expect in the way of horrible things to happen to us if we decide not to obey Him. After all, He is our God and we are His people." The Jewish sages believe that the entire world is dependent on the study of Torah and the love of Torah for its own sake. The Torah itself is like an owner's manual for how to live our lives. All of the laws we need for living a fruitful and worthwhile life are right there. You can automatically tell if a law is from Adonai or from man. Does the law say don't kill or cheat each other or steal from one another? These are obviously from God. Does the law say men can use women's bathrooms? Or never change your underwear on the Sabbath? Or you can only buy a certain size soda? Those are laws from men. They're silly, they're frivolous, they're ridiculous laws, and they don't make the world a better place. God's laws do. God knows human nature better than we do. He made it easy for us to obey Him. He promises us good things when we obey Him and bad things when we don't. Are you listening, Justin? Yet we mess up. So after we mess up yet again, we get reminded that we have fallen from God's grace by experiencing terror and disease and sorrow. Those who hate you will rule over you. Your land or your work will not produce. There will be more wild beasts in your life. These and other fates will come upon us. But you know what? Even if we disobey Him, God's mercy for us will never fully go away. He is our Father. He will try to correct us once again, and then He will accept us once again in His loving arms. In Leviticus 26:41, it says, "And that I also have walked contrary to them and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If their uncircumcised hearts are humbled and they accept their guilt, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham I will remember. I will remember the land. The land also shall be left empty by them, and will enjoy its Sabbaths while it lies desolate without them. They will accept their guilt, because they despise my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes." He is like our earthly father, in that He may not like some of the things that we do, but He always loves us. All we have to do is be humbled and make amends for our iniquities. With His loving grace, He will forgive us and accept us back into the fold. This parashah is the last one for Leviticus in our Torah, which is a good book that is rich with history and God's desires for us and our lives through obedience to His law. Often Christians think the Old Testament is almost irrelevant today. This is a serious mistake. Yeshua and His disciples were Torah observant Jews. All of the scriptures that they studied, loved, and quoted were from the Torah. Yeshua Himself quoted from the book of Deuteronomy more than any other book in the Bible. When Yeshua was asked, "What is the greatest commandment of all?" he quoted Deuteronomy 6:5. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." And then he added a portion of Leviticus 19:18. "You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." Thus our Lord reduced the entire Old Testament into two sentences from the Old Testament, and they get repeated by Yeshua Himself in Mark 12:30 and 31. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament is so obvious if we study the Word with open minds. What I've learned from my study is that my thinking has been very one-sided. I've been assuming, since I became a Messianic Christian, that our job is to help Jews to become more Christian. In reality, a big part of our job is to learn how to teach other Christians to become more Jewish. May help us to appreciate, to learn, and learn from the Torah portion of our service here at Horei Yeshua if we better prepared ourselves ahead of time. Next week's parasha is Numbers 1:1 through 4:20. Take a little time and read it this week. Pray that God will open your heart and your mind to learn what He's trying to teach us every week. Remember, He is our God and we are His people. Lord God, help us to recognize the wonderful opportunity we have here to commune with You, to learn from You, and to get closer to being the children that You desire us to be. Please help us forget about our wants and needs, if only for a little while, so that we may focus on obeying Your commandments. You already know our wants and needs. We place our lives in Your hands. We know You love us and care about us and that You'll provide for us. Thank You. Amen. We have finished Leviticus once again. How many more times will we finish Leviticus before our Lord and Savior comes to take us home? We should act like we're not going to hear it another time. Chazak, chazak, vinit chazak. Be strong, and may we be strengthened. Shabbat shalom.